It's the centennial of women's suffrage in New York. But there is no suffrage story without the anti-suffrage story. I attended the opening of an exhibit at the Albany Institute of History and Art that shows the Capitol was considered a bastion of the anti-suffrage movement. The years leading up to 1917 were fraught with difficulty, both politically and personally, for women on both sides of the argument. Not every woman wanted the right to vote. Tammas Groft is executive director of the Albany Institute of History and Art.
The exhibition that we have here really tells the story of women, the women who first met in 1894 before the New York Constitutional Convention convened and organized the Albany branch of the New York State Association opposed to women's suffrage. They lobbied to make their views heard in 1915, ultimately, of course, lost in 1917.
It's hard to imagine American women not having the right to vote today. The exhibition serves to tell a compelling story about a group of women, 8,000 in all, who were simply not interested.
And it's also connected directly to the Albany Institute of History and Art because quite a number of the meetings were held at the Albany Institute. And if you look at the list of people who were involved in the anti-suffrage movement, you'll see that many of them are very familiar to us because they're the wives of the board members at the Albany Institute.
As we toured the exhibit, I asked the Institute's Patrick Stenshorn to describe the mindset of the anti-suffragists.
They believed that the role for women in society was in the home, and their way to advance society was through charitable work, through educating their kids by raising good citizens, but not necessarily being active in the political process.
College of St. Rose president Carolyn Stefanko is a guest curator for the exhibit's section on suffrage. She notes that New York was also central to the pro-suffrage crusade.
At Seneca Falls, the women's rights movement really emerged in an official way as a movement. And so many of the significant proponents for women's suffrage came to New York, worked in New York, were headquartered in New York. And so New York really, the state as well as Albany, really plays such a significant role in both of these stories. And of course, they're intertwined.
Albany Democratic State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey believes activists today should take note of what their 20th century counterparts did and did not accomplish.
And I think this is what we've lost a little bit in society, especially these days at the national level. We've forgotten how to listen and learn from both sides.
The exhibit runs through spring. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.